Hello and welcome back to the 10 Pint Podcast. We're here with me, Lucas Normal, and Beefing.
Yes, lad.
And we're also here again with our good mate, Matty McGorran.
Giving the people what they want. We have less views on the one me and Luke just done together. Yeah.
What can I say?
You're the X Factor. this is going to be a bit of a football debate. Like, we asked the listeners on our Instagram, we need some debate settling. So we'll get started off with, who's the best non-European player to ever play in the Premier League?
There's a good few to like, talk about, isn't there? I've got to go and say it. Luis Suarez is the best outside of Europe.
You know what, lads? Right, I absolutely despised him when he was at Liverpool.
Same.
Right, but since he's left and that, you look back, like, do you know that celebration in front of Moyes? That is hilarious.
You've got to rate it.
Do you know what's an underrated piece of shit, Arsene, from Suarez? He scored with his hands against Mansfield in the FA Cup, right?
Yeah.
And balled it. Goes like that. Kisses his hand, what?
Is that what started that celebration? Scoring with his hand? Surely not.
No, he scored.
He always has that thing on his wrist.
Yeah, I
think he does it anyway. Yeah. But like, do you know what I mean? In my head, like, you know. But
yeah,
he's Suarez was boss, weren't he?
Are you going with Suarez as well?
No, I'm going to go for a little question for you. How many Premier League goals did Sergio Aguero score for Manchester City?
184.
I told him not the other day. I told him not the other day.
I just have a clue, to be honest.
Yeah, well, but Aguero, absolute baller.
Oh, lads, I wonder why you've just brought him up. Yeah, he's South America. Yeah. Where's he going here?
Yeah, Sergio.
He's got it. He's better than Suarez.
Nah, he's not.
Lad, yes, he's the greatest Premier League moment of all time.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make him better player, does he?
He was. If it wasn't for his injuries, never won a Golden Boot, did he, Aguero, I don't think? Or it was only one?
No, I don't think he did.
I don't think he ever won a Golden Boot.
Did he not?
Mad.
That is mad,
isn't it?
Yeah, no, what I'd say is Aguero and Suarez. I would say Suarez is a better player, but that moment Aguero gave the Premier...
Why is Suarez a better player?
I think he is. I think Aguero, I might be wrong, yeah, is the highest goal scorer outside Europe.
Yeah, I think
him and Dwight York are close.
Dwight York's got less.
Has he? Yeah. I think it's Aguero then. But Suarez still has the record for most goals in the season, doesn't he, I think?
No, Salah.
Salah does.
Oh, Salah took it, yeah.
No, but I'm sure.
No, I'm wrong. He's got the most goals without taking penalties. So you take the penalties away, he's got the most goals in the season. 31.
That's a good
stat. 31 without penalties, I think it is.
How many games has he played?
In 38 games.
No, but I'm sure he was banned. So when he had the ban,
yeah, it was that season.
He was banned for like 8 games as well. So
in a 38 game season, he hasn't even played every game. He's got 31 goals.
Haaland's definitely breaking that this season, by the way. Unless someone snaps his leg.
Nah, but I don't know. Aguero, Suarez have got to be up there, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Is there any other shout which you have?
So I think of the like African players. Drogba, big game player, but if you're saying best consistently all the time, probably not. But in a big game, Drogba, you want him in your team, don't you?
He had the ability to be like, he was a perfect striker, weren't he?
Yeah.
He was big, he was quick, he could control the ball, he could score.
Yeah.
Right, do you know what I'm going to say? John Obi Mikel.
Michael Essien.
No, but they're not the best, Sadi.
Yeah, all right, lad. We've got to speak with the podcast. Yeah.
I mean, we're just going to go, lad.
Yeah, he's the best, move on.
Suarez. Who's next?
Yaya Toure.
Oh,
I'd say if you're going for like the best one season for a non-European player, it's Yaya Toure. He was unplayable.
Remember his 13-14 season? He scored like 5 free kicks for City.
Is that the one?
I feel like this is a bit of, I used the term underrated, but I do think it's a rated goal. He went to his goal against Sunderland in the League Cup final.
Yes.
That's
unbelievable.
I think that's the best League Cup final goal of all time. It's that good.
He loops.
Oh, what?
He loops it in. Try and think of a goal that's similar to it.
That's basically, he kicks the ball, it goes up to the moon, goes around the moon.
That's quite similar. Have you ever seen Messi's goal against Real Betis?
I've seen it in a compilation, but I can't pin it.
Do you know what goal it's similar to? And you're actually going to know it. And I think you're going to laugh. Billy Dean Aletinov against Portsmouth.
Do you know what else it's similar to? Yeah, right. It was Sigurdsson against Southampton in that game.
Yeah.
It's like a looped, like a whipped, like a, yeah.
So, like Danny Osvaldo was mentioned the other week.
Not as good as Danny Osvaldo.
No, Yaya Toure, you know, what an absolute player.
Unplayable.
Underrated, lad.
Do
you know what, though? You have to make sure you remember his birthday cake every year.
Yeah.
Doesn't like that.
Not a fan. I'm glad you're
can't forget his birthday cake. An absolute baller.
Did you see him the other day doing a draw? For the Champions League?
No.
It's not a shelter.
Yeah.
Get out, do you know what? Petition to get him and then Rod Stewart doing the draw together then.
Why Rod Stewart?
And he onto him on the Celtic one where he goes.
He dips in, it's iconic, lads.
Oh, yeah. BT Sport made the name TikTok the other day of like the techniques of people doing it, you know. They're like rating it. Like Lewis Garcia's was crap. He just goes, and he just goes, Ashley Cole's is good. Have you ever seen that one? You can't pronounce the names of the teams properly. So yeah, moving on.
So who are we saying? Suarez?
I'd go Suarez.
Nah, actually, I'll go with Aguero. But Suarez, it's hard, isn't it? Suarez, Aguero. But Aguero,
are we saying in terms of the Premier League best?
Special mention to Dwight York, though. Top goal scorer in that treble winning season. Stood out in a good side, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Trinidad and Tobago, for anyone that was wondering.
Knowledge.
Trying to think of a few more, yeah. Yeah, we'll go with this one. This is a classic one. But Gerard Lampard or Scholes?
It's only between two for me.
No, let's not really be a bit impartial.
Leon Osman.
I think the numbers speak for themselves. I think Lampard's...
I'm not going to lie, I think Gerard, me, like, as much, I hate him as much as the next man, but he's just, if you, look at the shite Gerard play with at times.
But do you not think that kind of means, like, he looks better because the players around him were shit?
They're red shirts on
him. But Lampard, like, he stood out in a really good Chelsea side consistently. Yeah. Gerard's going to look better because he's surrounded by
But Gerard was like, think of what he drove, like the trophies he drove them to himself.
No, you know, league titles.
Yeah, no league titles, albeit, but I do think, like,
you say that the trophies he drove them to. He scored that goal in Istanbul, didn't he?
He scored the
FA Cup final. But like, if you look at Lampard, like, you probably think because he won that much, you don't even think of the games that he's probably changed and that because he's in the team at Drogba and stuff. I just think it's Lampard.
I don't think you'll ever see a goal scorer in midfield like Lampard for a long time.
Oh, by the way,
he's had a knack for it.
I'm just saying, because he's Everton manager, I'd always would have said that. Gerrard's fantastic, don't get me wrong.
I do think they're both very much clear of Scholes, though.
I think Scholes is a different kind of player to the pair of them.
Yeah, I do.
It's more like a creative hook. Him and Carrick were fantastic.
Carrick's massively underrated.
Yeah. Really good at what they've done, but the goals that Gerrard and Lampard scored do set them apart.
So who are we going with then? You go with Gerrard. We're going with Lampard.
Lampard, yeah.
See, it's paining me to say it. but I don't know, like, it would have been very incessant to say, I know it's all if buts and maybes, but if, you know, say Gerrard did to take that move to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Would you say Gerrard kind of like tarnished what he's done with his last couple of seasons at Liverpool with the infamous slip and his last game losing 6-1 to Stoke, was it away?
And Stoke let him score.
Yeah, it's, do you know what I mean? Do you think that tarnished a little bit?
See, I don't think, I don't know.
Because Lampard hasn't really got like that meme against him, like that embarrassing moment.
To be fair though, yeah. So, like, I don't know. If I was a Liverpool fan, I'd like, no matter what he sort of done, I'd hold him in high regard. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, well.
Do you think he regrets it? Not moving? Imagine him in a Real Madrid team, something like that, at that time.
It's always a risk, isn't it? Because he might not have done what he'd done at Liverpool if he'd have moved. Do you know what I mean?
This, what I'd say is, but he probably, like, obviously, like, at Villa, he's not doing too well at the minute.
No.
But if he left Liverpool, he wouldn't have that chance to be their manager, I don't think. Whereas, because he stayed his whole career.
Do you think he's still got a chance now after what he's done with Villa? He could be gone by the time this goes out.
Liverpool's next manager is going to be that Pep and Linders anyway, I think.
Do you reckon?
They follow like that old model that used to have. Was it Shankly Paisley? What's his face? What's his name? Roy Evans. All them are sort of all in the back room and then it just sort of progresses. I think they'll sort of follow that.
It's not really the way of modern football though, is it?
No, but
it's like a big club bringing a big name.
Yeah.
I still can't imagine him getting that job at some point, though.
Because he's still a fail, wouldn't
he? Yeah. Do you know what I see happening? Do you know, say he went there as like a, like, I can't see Klopp getting sacked, but went there as a caretaker for a bit and then got sort of.
Nah, I don't reckon he'd go as a caretaker, though.
Not reckon?
No,
do you know, I think that's like what his whole career is like pointing towards, though, becoming Liverpool manager.
But just not the job he's done, though. No. At Villa, what he's doing. It might turn it around at Villa, and then, you know what I mean? But I just can't see, I don't think he's a good enough manager. Good players tend not really to make good coaches.
To be fair, look at Vieira at Palace. He's done a fantastic job with them, hasn't
he? Yeah, yeah, it's good team, Palace. Good to watch.
I think. Entertaining.
But yeah, going back to the debates. So, Lampard. Stevie G. there's a lot of good ones. Yeah, there's a good one. This is by Nick Hill, _2275. Should the Ballon d'Or be based primarily on performance and not just trophies? For example, Jorginho.
I think it should be based on performance, isn't it? Ballon d'Or meant to be the best player of that year. That's what I've always seen the definition as, personally. I don't know about yous.
But we're going to argue the best players win trophies. It does come into it. I think you've got to consider what they've won. You've got to.
It's hard
not only
because
they're playing more games, they're playing more high-profile games to win these titles, do you know what I mean?
It's hard because we've been, like, primarily in an era where it's been Messi, Ronaldo.
And they happen to be the best and winning everything.
And they are.
Yeah.
They just are, aren't they? No, there's a massive gap between the players.
There was Modric winning, getting it because he won.
Like, he won the Champions League and he comes second in the World Cup.
Yeah, but he was also fantastic that year. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm going to open a can of worms here.
Go on.
I seen someone say this on Twitter the other day, and I agreed. Modric is better than Iniesta. Think about it.
Iniesta's playing with Messi at his peak as well. Like, the good point, you know.
I think Iniesta was better.
I probably love watching Luka Modric.
Iniesta was more of a dribbler than
what
Modric is.
Unbelievable at keeping the ball. Like, he was fantastic.
I think Modric and Xavi's a better comparison than Iniesta and Modric.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think Xavi and Cruz are more similar.
I think
Modric just bossed me, though.
Don't get me wrong, he's a fantastic player. I love
longevity is on Modric's side as well.
Yeah, true. Still winning.
Yeah.
Still a serial winner.
Do you know what?
What manager was when he tried to cut the outside of the full time?
Benitez,
he
was. Scored one against Celtic the other day, didn't he? Boss player, Luka Modric, boss player.
That's a very good debate, you know. I'm going to go Iniesta. That Barca team's more memorable than these Madrid teams, but I don't know if that's because we were kids.
And football was different.
Yeah.
More magical, like you said.
Let them coexist together. They're both good players. Right. So, the Ballon d'Or thing.
I think
it should be based off, as Marty just said, though, like, individual performance. Normally, if you are one of the best players in the world, you'll be in one of the best teams in the world. So, the two go hand in hand with winning trophies, don't they?
What do you think the biggest Ballon d'Or robbery of all time is? Or do you want me to tell you?
Who was it?
Diego Milito in 2010.
So good.
I was looking up on his Wikipedia the other day after seeing some like thing on TikTok. Right, he scored the winning goal in the Italian Cup. He scored a brace in the Champions League final, and he scored the winner on the last day.
Who was
the
playing
league.
Up top with him in that Interside?
Eto, I think. Eto Schneider.
Was he not falling?
Balotelli on the bench.
Was he there at the time? Did he ever fall? No.
Where? Inter? Do you think he ever play for Inter?
I don't know where I'm getting
that. Anyway, I seen that. Right, imagine scoring the brace in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
The
who won it that year?
Inter.
At the Bayern. The Ballon d'Or.
I think it was Schneider. I want to say. I'm sure he went in 2010. Go have a little look.
Go on.
Yeah, keep talking, keep the listeners happy.
Who was it that, who was the Bayern one? Was it Ribéry or Robin? Everyone says he got robbed of it. Which one was it?
I reckon it would have been Robin when he scored the winner in the Champions League, maybe. That Ribéry prop.
I guess you could say he's Robin.
Set the cameras off, I'm going home. You cut some bad shouts, you know, that stops them. That's the cherry.
Remember him, Wesley Snyder?
Player.
Them, loads of them players just fall into like an obscure category. You never heard of them again, do you?
P- Apparently right. He's put a bit of pork on him.
I've heard, yes.
Like, you know, he's probably still a smaller size than me, but...
Just the state of our Wes.
No, he never won it, lads. I think he must have come second. Because from 2008, it goes Ronaldo. 09, Messi. 10, Messi. 11, Messi. 12, Messi. Ronaldo, Ronaldo, Messi. Ronaldo, Ronaldo. Modric, Messi. No, nothing in 2020 because of COVID. Messi.
Here's a bit of trivia for you, though. Go down a sec. The last player to win it at English size was Michael Owen in 2001.
That's... Isn't it mad how he's won it?
But isn't that more mad, the fact, like, considering the Premier League's meant to be the best league in the world?
Yeah.
No player from it has won it.
Well, Ronaldo was playing for United.
Oh, I've just been shattered there.
It's worse than me. Think of fall. I'm playing for Inter Milan.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, we've settled at the race, haven't we, though? Like... I think it should be based off performance.
I'd definitely say performance.
Yeah.
You've got to consider all of it. So if
it sort of does go
it.
Hand in hand, right? But let's say... let me think of someone. Wes Brown. He featured for Man United when they won the league.
You can't put Wes Brown on Ballon d'Or in the same
Brown.
Sentence.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. Let me explain my point and then you can articulate it, right?
Go on.
So in 2008, did Man United win the league and Champions League?
Yeah.
Wes Brown got the assist in the final. Just a little bit in knowledge for you there. Ronaldo's header. But anyway, I digress. Right. If it was judged by win trophies, Wes Brown would probably have more points than... Let's say someone had a boss season that year, Anelka. Because Wes Brown won them trophies, he shouldn't be higher than, let's say, a Drogba or Lampard who had a boss season who didn't win trophies.
You compare a defender with a striker.
He probably wouldn't be, though, would he?
That is a can of worms. Oh, right. Right, here's one. Could Celtic and Rangers compete in the Premier League? That's from Stephen Al-Sayed, too.
Right, I'm going to say it. If they transitioned over to England, English football, how big they are in, like, you know, terms of global market with shirts and that, they'll be massive within years.
Are they big globally, though? Or are they big Scotland, Ireland, that's it?
I think they're big globally. I think within if they came to the English League, the sponsorships they'll get, the money their owners would have in that, I think they'll be massive. Like, I don't ever want them to transition over for the fact of that, like... That would be two massive clubs.
I don't know how big worldwide.
Don't get me wrong. Right, in terms of, like, you know, the squads now, if you put their current squads in the Premier League, I think Celtic would probably sort of be the bottom half. I think Rangers would just be down, personally. Mm. But in terms of, like, let's say they transitioned over, I think they'd be massive within a few years, mate.
See, I think that a lot of that fan base... Is would they're my second team? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. It's a world famous derby, though, and it's a world famous rivalry.
It's not famous for the quality of football, though, is it?
No,
it's famous because of everything that comes with it.
Doesn't make it any less like a big game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be fair, it always seems to be like the first game on 12:30. Do you know what I mean? It's never like a nighttime. No, main event kind of thing, is it?
There's an old fame,
like every 3 weeks, I swear.
It does seem to be, doesn't it?
Like, to be fair, with the quality of their league and that, no disrespect to Scottish football and that, because the money just
it's
is...
crap?
No, but the money just... No, it is crap, but it's because the money isn't there for all the teams. I seen someone put up something the other day, and I don't quote me on this, right? But someone was saying, like, it's an... Who was it? Oh, like about Celtic playing Real Madrid in terms of wage budgets, and they were like, it's a miracle of Celtic compete against them. And someone got like done a difference in wage budgets compared to, I think it was Rangers were playing like Ross County or something, and like the percentage was so much higher in the difference of their wage budgets compared to Celtic Real Madrid. Like the challenge all them other clubs face in that league because Celtic and Rangers, like in our lifetime, do you ever think another Scottish side will win the Scottish Premier League?
Has a Scottish side won the...
No, that's the team who did.
Not in our
lifetime. Aberdeen did under Ferguson, like 1986.
It's mad.
So that's the last time another team, apart from Celtic and Rangers, won it. Like, in our lifetime, do you think another team will? Because personally, I can't really see it.
Until like you're saying, the money gets pumped into the league and teams can make like that snide 2 million signings a great player. It won't happen, no.
Well, one of Scottish side is the only side unbeaten against Barcelona, aren't they?
Oh.
Dundee United.
What did he play them in?
I don't know. He played them like four times. It's like a well-known stat.
I didn't know that.
I'm just sad, aren't I? Does that say anything about who was the last? I'm sure it was 1986.
Probably not.
Go down a sec. Go down a bit more.
Yeah,
oh, I thought that was the photo of Lovren Cross as his dog.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. That, isn't it? Hopefully he grows up and scores goals like his own man.
Well, that ball, it was that picture. Well, but how do you reckon the Scottish League would ever become more competitive? Because there's not, like...
I think it would be that, wouldn't it? It would be bringing them into the Premier League, but then their league... The quality would be even lower.
But imagine the money then, which should be taken away from all of Scottish football.
It'd almost become like semi-pro.
I don't think it'll ever happen. Like, it can't.
It must be boring for them though, every year.
I think, I don't know, Aberdeen and Hart, their stadiums are both about 20,000, aren't they?
Mm.
Aberdeen's probably...
Hibs as well, Hugh. It's all right.
Did I just say Hibs and Hart?
Aberdeen and Hart.
Oh, did I? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that, lad.
Get this one to bed.
I know, yeah.
No. But it's like... In terms of them compatibilities, that's like sort of high level League One championship, isn't it?
I don't really sell out though. I think that is the issue. Most of the time, if you look at the ground, it's mostly Rangers and Celtic that are in the free ends. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what do you reckon it is then?
I think there's a lack of qualities. For the start, it's like Wales having their own. That's what good about Wales. They're in the English League, so Cardiff, Swansea, Newport to an extent, they're in the league as well. That's probably the equivalent of what, like, Rangers, Celtic, Aberdeen, but then they're in the English League, so they can compete, but then...
I think you've said this before, do you know Cardiff? It's surprising that they're not, like, a massive side, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know, given all things that, like, that's the...
Capital city, yeah. Wales, and I think of rugby more...
It's not, like, the number one sport, really, in Wales,
no,
is it?
I think it's competing with rugby.
Yeah.
I think since Wales have got better and got qualified for tournaments and had that run the Euros and stuff... I think it has become more popular, but if you look at Cardiff and Swansea's home games, half a capacity of the grounds.
It's good.
I think it's not. Yeah, you've got that rivalry as well with Bristol City, haven't you? Both
always, always on 12 o'clock, innit?
Where's that came from? That rivalry? What's that about?
It's not far. It's only across the channel or whatever it's called. The water. It's over the water. Yeah. Bristol to Cardiff.
They're meant to be nuts as Bristol City, I've heard.
Who told you that?
Me half of that.
Right, so moving on. Yeah, here's one. Name some players that are too good for the Championship but not good enough for the Premier League.
He's had a good start, hasn't he, Mitrovic?
He has, yeah.
He's had a very good start.
Second in the scoring chart, is he?
Yeah, so he's going against Spurs.
Even Tony might have just overtook him. It was a great finish out against Spurs.
Yeah, I reckon they'll do what I feel. But yeah, Jordan Rhodes.
Do you want to know who the best one is? Dwight Gayle.
There's so many. Andreas Weimann.
Oh, that's a good one.
Loves to go on the championship.
Junior Hoylett.
That's what I'm all seeing now.
Still playing for someone?
He's not.
He is?
He's like, lads, I swear.
He's playing for Reading.
Yeah, he's at Reading.
Sorry, Reading. He must be getting on, Hoylett.
Lads, I'm sure he's only like 31.
It's a crack one. Barry Bannon.
He's in League One.
He's went to League One.
Yeah. Who does he play for?
Sheffield Wednesday.
That does ring a bell.
Junior Hoylett's only 32.
Bloody hell, that's mad, that.
Yeah, he's at Reading, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bloody hell.
I'm trying to think of another one.
There's loads, isn't there?
Who was it? Knock out for the league by storm, but didn't he?
Yeah.
Forresteri.
Mateusz Wydra.
That's shout.
He was good in the championship for Watford. Now he's at Burnley, isn't he?
We was the one who was at Brighton for a bit. Anthony Knockhart.
I've just said Knockhart.
You said him?
Did you?
You need to... Nah, someone turn him on.
Yeah.
You could argue.
I was on work early this morning.
You could argue Dom Solanke.
Yeah.
Might have gone through last season and struggled so far this season.
Charlie Austin.
He scored like 17 in the Premier League season before.
Go for QPR, yeah.
Chaz.
I'm trying to think of... Glenn Murray.
Ah, yeah.
Didn't really do it in the Prem, did he? Ricky Lambie?
He got capped at an international level.
11 caps and 3 goals, actually, at international level.
Was he, yeah?
Mm.
11. He got 11 caps in England.
I thought you knew played that once, mate.
You're thinking of David Nugent, who only played once, and that's another one. He was always good in the Championship.
thought of another. Fraser Campbell. DJ Campbell.
Oh, one
he's
of
another one I used to do all
the time. Ricardo Fastain, Carlton Cole.
Oh, Ricardo Fastain that season. Oh.
Seeing that game, the playoff final.
Against Blackpool.
Yeah. Who's that fella who used to love Sun at Wembley for Blackpool?
Charlie Adam.
Nah.
Gary Taylor Fletcher.
Oh. Gary Taylor Fletcher. That's it.
Yeah, but he wasn't even like, oh, fella.
He's only 25.
Still playing for Redden now, Julian Hoyle.
For you. Stephen Fletcher.
Oh, he loves the goal.
Yeah. And so the one Marseille, you know.
He never.
He was at Marseille.
No, he did,
year.
He did. Joey Barton, and he was in there away and last night, weren't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking.
When he played 25 games.
Who was he on loan from?
QPR, he got that 12 game ban, didn't he, for the little knee on him. The knee on Aguero. Funny players like that, aren't they?
I love the championship.
Trying to think of some other ones, you know. There must be more. There has to be more.
What's the one called? He scored 30 for Kevin Phillips.
Oh,
he won't score.
See, I think he scored loads in the Prem.
No, he scored 30 in a season in the Premier League, right? And he got nominated. I'm sure he won the European Golden Boot.
Well, how can you say he's not good enough for the Premier League? That's the whole concept of the question, lads.
No, but he's good in the Championship.
I think Mitrovic was the ultimate one, really, until this season.
I hope someone's listening to this of an evening. Imagine you're on the train listening to this 7 o'clock in the morning. Your head would be absolutely frazzled.
Right, here's one. It's like a conspiracy, this one. Did QPR throw the game against City so City could win the league?
No.
100%.
Who's that keeper who has the United fans on strings? What's his name? He was in goal.
Paddy Kenny.
He loves going around saying he threw it, doesn't he? He's like...
I just want to know a little conspiracy about him, just very quickly. Oh. He's actually Neil Warnock's son.
He's everywhere, Neil Warnock.
Is he actually... Oh, I was going to say, what's with the second name? Same Fred though, aren't they? They are like
same cloth.
Oh, same thing.
Same
lad.
Fred. You're gonna tell we've recorded a different podcast before.
Oh, no. But what I'd say is about that game, right? QPR knew they were safe because Bolton drew 2-2 at Stoke City.
But not going into the game.
No, but, I mean at that point of the game.
In the final stage, just in general.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're gonna score again in the Stoke game, do you?
Have you seen the kickoff from when it goes 2-2 and he just boots it in the corner? Don't get me wrong, right, I don't want to think that game QPR through it because it's a magical moment and it'll probably be the best story ever and the best goal ever scored in the Premier League.
I don't think you did through it because is it Inoue who tries to take him out?
That's just who's from Manchester and play for Man City.
Yeah, and he's trying to like stop him.
Is he trying though?
Oh, come
on. Is he trying to?
I don't know, but you know that goal, right? I don't think there'll ever be a better goal scored than that. Think City hadn't won the league and...
Since it's like sort of out of a film, innit?
It would have been better if it was at Everton.
Oh, would it have been better if it was at Everton?
Because we're a proper club, lad.
Oh, if we were against us.
If that was at Everton, I would have walked out at 2-1. What was it, lads?
Loves nearly died at the game, this one, doesn't he?
Fun fact about that, Balotelli's only ever assist in the Premier League for City, though.
Only ever Italian winner in the Premier League, although McKay's have won it.
Yeah, but it was an Italian manager that day as well. Mancini.
Whoa. Good manager him.
Reckon, yeah. Did you win the Euros?
Yeah, never qualified for the World Cup, though. Italy haven't played in the World Cup in time, you know. They haven't played in the World Cup since 2014, Italy, I think.
That's mad.
That is mad.
That's a crazy start, isn't it? Love a start.
Mm. If Maguire wasn't English, he would be in the Championship at best. Well, have you seen Eric Bailly's come out and saying that the English players are getting favoured at Man United?
Who else do you think that could be? Luke Shaw.
But
Luke Shaw was playing, isn't he?
Yeah, but Luke Shaw, this is
did he say English or British? Because Scott McTominay's Scottish, isn't he?
Born in Lancaster, though.
Was he?
Yeah, he's actually English, really. He's just probably not good enough to play for England.
Nah. Did he come out and say that? But a baby, yeah.
Back to the question, I think he's good enough to play in the Prem, Harry Maguire.
He
could like, say if he was playing in a Burnley side next to a Tarkowski or a Ben Me, but he's just got to head the ball away.
Even if he played for an Everton?
Think if he played for any side outside the
because
sort
he's captain of Man United.
Yeah.
Like, given him captaincy was
stupid. About to say, the pressure he put on his back there, like he had the price tag alone on his head, and then to give him captaincy as well.
I don't think he was that good before that. He had a good World Cup, but I wouldn't say it was based off his defender. It was based off that he was scoring against Sweden.
I find him quite funny, mate. He has a bit of David Brent in him, doesn't he? Like, do you know when he scored that, when he's on that bad run of form and he scored that goal against, like,
Leeds away?
No, for England. Oh. It was like a friend.
Like that.
Sliding like that, coping his ears. I don't actually reckon he's that bad of a player, mate. It's just the price tag and being captain of Man United. It's like, unless you're winning stuff for,
especially like in the team that it is now, Man United.
Boss for the book, no Maguire.
Oh yeah,
or is
half
he?
The team, huh?
No, Fred,
Fernandez, Ronaldo, sure. Great for the book.
Got another one here.
Yeah.
Who was the best all-time team from El Clasico? Oh, that's a cracking question. What? That's for the young Prince 8.
The best all... The best, like,
the, like, combined El Clasico. Oh. Who is the better all-time team from the El Clasico? So who's better, Real or Barca? It depends what the era you're talking about. Real. It's Real, isn't it? If you're looking European.
Who's won the most? Real Madrid?
100%.
Is it?
Yeah. Like by a mile.
Do you know what, though? When you look into, like, a lot of the history of Real Madrid, from, like, do you know, like, in the 50s, 60s and that, it's a bit dodgy. Like,
corrupt as fuck.
Yeah, it's like it actually is, though. Like, there's, like, there's talk of, like, I think their president threatened to kill the team if they didn't let Real Madrid beat them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some, like, I don't want to say too much and seem like I'm just, like, because I don't really know what I'm talking about, but if you do some digging on that, it's a bit like...
Say it, lad.
No, it's a bit... No, it's just a bit...
It's a Galactico saying of what you do.
But that Perez will have a bounty on me. No, I don't want to say... Like, I don't want to say something which isn't true. Do you know what I mean? But it is a bit dark, honestly. Like, it is a bit like...
No, I agree.
Mafia type stuff.
No, it's just like the... I'm sure.
A Real means royal, doesn't it, in Spanish?
It means what?
It means Royal Madrid. Real means royal in Spanish.
All about on the badge.
Yeah.
See, I've always preferred Barca just because I preferred Messi and Ronaldo. I think I preferred Messi over Ronaldo. It comes back to that for me. The Barca kit. If you're on holiday and you're buying a black kit, you buy a Barca one, not a Madrid one.
As a kid, I always sway towards the Barca kit.
Barca, when we were, like, set from 8 to 12, Barca were boss, man.
Do you know what? This will be a gorgeous... I mean, this will be a gorgeous TikTok.
You are gorgeous.
No, I meant to say, like, do you know what? This will be a good clip for TikTok, and also, do you know what was a gorgeous kit? Remember the turquoise blue one?
Oh, yeah. What player did you think of?
Eto.
David Villa, for some reason.
Affalay. I don't know why.
Ah, he was going to be my... He was going to be my
was he at Stoke for a bit, Affalay?
Yeah, I was going to mention the best Stoke team of all time.
He actually scored at El Clasico, Affalay. 5-1.
Did he?
Yeah. 5-0. David Villa scored an absolute screamer that night.
Underrated player, David Villa.
Remember that Stoke side who were, like, boss for the period with Bojan
and Arnautović.
Didn't Jesse Rodriguez play for them as well?
Don't think it was the same Arsenal time as, was it?
Mm.
2015, they were all there, weren't they? Man, but I'm you.
Do you know what?
Lad, that was my club footballer. Same shit,
right?
United that time.
Who else was playing for them at the time? Van Ginkel left that season, I think.
I remember him. Marco Van Ginkel.
Yeah.
Do you know what, right?
Van Ginkel, by the way.
On this podcast, we love shit-arsery, don't we?
It's
a big topic of it.
It's big.
Do you know, have you heard the piece of shit-arsery from the Jesse Rodriguez?
No.
His ex-bird was on some, like, reality show, right?
Yeah.
And he spent £8,000 of votes to vote against it.
It's funny,
you've got to rate it. You've got to rate it, haven't you? In the same kind of era as a Rory de Laff throwing, Stoke had Affalay and Bojan, who were like, when you broke into the Barca team, were meant to be the next Messi and all that.
Mm.
And then ended up playing a Stoke on time.
Oh, they had the centre half.
Mark Munizia.
He was at Barca, that?
Yeah.
He was meant to be a fairly, like, decent prospect, then.
They were some sad, so sad. Didn't want to play them, did you? They had quality and a bit of...
I think the highest he finished, though, was 10th, you know.
Was it?
Like, I know they were... I think
they finished 8th under Pulis one season.
Mike's off. Same thing.
Shaqiri and all. In the same side.
Football conspiracy, lad. He only ever comes off the bench for someone or plays in a tournament, lad. No way. Mark Muniz is only 30.
Why have you googled him for?
Because he just said it. Mark Muniz. Where do you reckon he is now? He went to Girona and he went to Al Arabi. That's mad.
Has he had a cap for Spain?
I'd guess so, yeah.
No, he's only ever been capped by Catalonia.
Do they have their own national team?
It's like a black one, lad.
I was going to say, I didn't really know that, mate.
Stand with them.
You stand with them. There's one.
Been some pony chatter here, hasn't it?
I know, yeah.
That's Paddy the Batty's podcast, that. It's called Chat and Pony for the listeners. I'm not saying he chats pony.
I hope you get paid for that promotion.
Robert Mark Goldbridge, that way.
Here's one. Suarez isn't better than Lewandowski. Premier League bias makes you think that he is.
Oh,
Lewandowski, I reckon he is better. Like, as a goal scorer. Suarez was a dog, weren't he? Like, do you know what I mean?
He had the dog in him.
He did have the... No, but a lot of South American players have done in them where, like, they'll bite your nose off them in the game.
He was brilliant technically as well, though. Yeah, I'm not saying Lewandowski is not, don't get me wrong, but Lewandowski's more physically built. He's, like, superb in the air. And they're both not the quickest, are they? But actually, Suarez is the better player.
But I'd say, again, Lewandowski's been doing it for years.
But he's been doing it in the Bundesliga, whereas...
But Suarez, how many seasons did he have in the Prem at his peak?
The Premier League and the Liga. You can argue the Liga is the best league in the world, technically. It's in, like, on the ball, technical players.
Look at the side he was in, though, in La Liga. You know, you could say the same about Bayern.
Lewandowski, yeah.
Yeah, but he was at Messi and Neymar in Iniesta.
On the same arguments I'll make with the Lampard Gerrard one, he didn't, like, hard behind them. He was just as good as them.
Do you know, in terms of, like, a poacher... Someone on a one-on-one. I'd want Lewandowski. But if you're in a game where you need a spark or some sort of creativity or fire,
yeah,
I'd want Suarez.
I think Suarez gets the fans going a bit more.
Yeah,
like he'd fly into someone or something, wouldn't he?
Lewandowski's more like a machine, isn't he? He's like, he just does it as it is. I should be done his textbook.
A bit Harry Kane.
Works and he scores goals. I wouldn't compare him to Harry Kane.
No, but I mean in terms of like that's what he does. He scores goals.
No, Harry Kane's got a bit more to his game now, hasn't he? He likes to come short, start an attack. Yeah. Lewandowski's just a goal-scoring machine.
Yeah.
But to be fair, he does it for Poland and all. Like, he always seems... They might lose the game, but he always seems to score for Poland and all, doesn't he?
Who'd you choose there?
I'd go Suarez. I hate the coming, but Suarez.
But... What are we talking about? Like just the one gamer, or like across the season,
no, if it
or
is,
in general?
In general,
both at the peak, right? Let's say the Everton teams are same as it is now. Who would you want? Suarez for the season or Lewandowski?
Probably Suarez, you know.
Yeah.
Echon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think his peak has been more spread out, Lewandowski. But then again, it wasn't
one
league.
Do you not think Suarez got more longevity?
It's a hard one, though. They're very different, aren't
they? Would you say Lewandowski was that good at Dortmund? I can't say I've seen him.
He did score four goals in the Champions League semi-final against Real Madrid. Like,
good knowledge.
That's very good knowledge.
It's power. Who scored the goal for Real Madrid that day?
Fuck
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That wasn't hard, was it? Was it a little dink?
I think he just like sort of like went across and he just kicked it in. Like, no, that sounds stupid. Right. But
is it in a goal? We don't need to do the Messi Ronaldo one, do we?
That's a very good question.
What?
Where's the art? Every time we put that one up, that's always the same.
For the same fella commenting it every week.
Just what about someone commented then Jelovic was better than Suarez in 2012, right?
Half a season.
I'm going to die on this hill. Little football conspiracy for you.
Come on.
Nikita Jelovic died in a car crash in 2012 and got replaced by a lookalike.
The real Paul McCartney.
Our Everton's, this is Jack Regan. Shout out to the lags, by the way, get on his band. Our Everton's still a big club.
Yeah. We're shit. But we're a big club.
Don't get me started.
Are we a big club or are we a traditional club? Are we in there with the Villas and the Forests? Is City a big club? Because they're successful.
City are massive now, yeah, but...
I want you to massive.
It depends what the definition of a big club is. We've got a big history.
Yeah.
And we have, like...
Most clubs do, though, you know. If you think about it. Forest have probably got a bigger history than us. Are they a bigger club than us?
No.
Well, what's the stat about us? Most top flight games in a row, or is it most top flight games ever?
Most top flight seasons, I think.
Yeah.
The most tough like games comes under yeah. after.
Yeah, but
or something like that is the most played English fixture.
It's so hard because it's like it's the definition of it is so hard because I feel as if you've got like them massive clubs, right? Massive globally. So you've got Real Madrid, Barcelona,
Man United.
And I'd put Liverpool in that yeah. category, to be honest, who were like, no
money messing.
I'd have to be.
But we put Bayern in there.
Listen here, lads, I'll start getting the photos up of you and your Liverpool stuff in a minute.
Oh, classic.
It's his cousin.
It's not his fucking cousin.
Right, but just sort of them four. And then, who were like, I just think huge. And then there's like, I put Bayern Munich in that too.
Yeah, so what's your point? Doesn't mean Everton are a big club just because we're not as big as Bayern Munich. And
I don't know what I'm trying to get across is, I don't really.
We're not a global superpower, no, but.
But would you say they're big clubs?
And they're then, worldwide superstar clubs.
I think
lads.
They're brands, though.
Yeah, you could argue that.
They're not. Do you know what I mean? Marcel.
Did you look at with just within English football? Because we haven't done it in Europe. You know
okay,
I mean?
Right. Just in English football, right.
You were there from. We're the founding member. We've got the most played game in Villa ever. Most top flight games.
Nine league titles. That's still. Nine league titles. I think we're still fifth or sixth one of the
league. Nine league titles, yeah.
Five FA Cups.
It's just the definition changes a lot. It's a very good question.
Are we a bigger club than Aston Villa?
We're a bigger club than Spurs, lad.
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one again because right. It's in London. As there's more people.
Right. Yeah. In terms of history, maybe so. In terms of league titles, right? But right now, Spurs have a much bigger, better stadium.
Got to a European Cup final a few
years ago. Much better team. They've won.
Would you rather get to a European Cup final or win the league nine times?
No, but we're talking now, though.
No, but they've won.
But the history comes with part of being a big club.
How many times? Well, I reckon Spurs have probably won quite a bit.
I don't think they've won anywhere near as what we've won.
No, they have, you know.
I don't think they have.
Honestly, they've won.
I'm
like,
sure they're above us.
They've won shitloads of League Cups and FA Cups. Like, they've won a lot. I think they've won two league titles and all that. Might be seven League Cups and seven FA Cups.
They've only won seven FA Cups.
Oh, it's more than you think.
Who's won the most Arsenal or Chelsea?
You've won eight FA Cups.
Eight FA Cups.
Four League Cups.
Is that you UEFA Europa League would have been UEFA Cup twice. And the Cup Winners' Cup once.
What I mean,
they have they?
They won the league.
How many leagues have they won there?
Two.
Michael? Yeah, two.
Yeah, so it's sort of like it's such a big question, and there's yeah. so many answers, and a lot of like there's I don't really think there's any right or wrong answers. It just depends on your sort of definition.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I think it's comes with the generation thing as well. Like if there'll be a few people our age who support whoever they support going, oh fucking hell, why did you think Everton was so big? If they were to ask the dad about Everton and their dads grew up and watched them in the '80s,
yeah, true,
and all that, and we were one of the best teams in Europe in the '80s. That's not that long ago. Like, I know it's generations, but like we're a founding club. Don't get me wrong, I know we're shit, and like I know how bad we are, and I know we're laughable, but we're still a big club. You can't like just being shit now doesn't mean the history is like if you were to say Forest is a big team, they haven't been in the league for fucking years.
But you could ask, like in that '80s, what did we win? Two leagues.
European Cup, Winners' Cup.
And an FA Cup.
FA Cup, yeah.
Done right, see, Leicester have won a league and an FA Cup. Half that, really. And got to a Champions League quarter-final. And they're not the most successful
team
in the 80s,
are they? It's not like we only won it in the 80s, though. Do you know what I mean?
It's 60s and 80s, and then it's pre-war, really.
But it's still nine league titles. Like, do you know what I mean? I know it's spread out and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're the biggest team in the country, but... No. Like, it doesn't make it any less. Do you know
are we
mean?
A bigger club than Newcastle?
Come on, like 100%. If there was two teams in Newcastle, they yeah. wouldn't be anywhere near as like big as they think they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah. That it is an advantage, that, isn't it? Even Sunderland, they win in the Premier League, they're getting 40,000 every week. It's only because there's one team near.
Newcastle, they're not as big as they think they are. That's.
That's a good question, you know. That is a very good question.
It seems like West Ham, like, do you know what I mean?
West Ham are not a big club.
Just because they're in and around it, like we were.
It's because it's in London, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a different altogether, isn't it?
Liverpool being around the corner don't help us, like, do you know what I mean?
Do you not think it brings football on a bit, though, makes it bigger, and that's why more people support Everton? Because, like, obviously, their success on us to an extent, and when we've had success, do you think that makes football more popular than Liverpool? Because if you go to a place like we're speaking about, like Cardiff, that city's near similar size to Liverpool. Well, there's one team in Cardiff, and they're still, because they're not successful and they don't have that challenger, they don't have the popularity.
I think regardless of whether Everton or Liverpool doesn't win anything, like our city is built on football, do you know what I mean?
But is it built on football because of the success? Look at that.
You could argue that, yeah, but...
What are you laughing at?
What have you been on before he came here?
I know, yeah. You know?
Soft day at the office.
Foden or Mount?
Foden. That,
yeah, that Foden.
Yeah, all day.
Prime Hazard or Prime Mo? Salah.
Oh...
That's by our host, the 04.
See, the stats-wise, Salah absolutely blows Hazard out the water.
Hazard just chose to watch that, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Hazard's going to the Champions League this week and Salah didn't, did he? So, if you're basing it off that...
Hazard was never in the back pocket of Mikhailenko.
Can you remember, do you know when Hazard first signed for Chelsea from Lille? Can you remember the race to sign him between United, City and Chelsea?
No.
At the time, it was proper tensional. I can remember it being like a big story, mate. I don't think he lived up to his potential, me Hazard.
No, I don't think the move helped him to Madrid.
You think that going Real Madrid, it's just injuries, I think, I get him, don't they?
Yeah.
It's not a bad move.
Don't get me wrong, he was good for that player, for them, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, he's still won a few league titles, won the Champions League at Real Madrid, and he's won a few league titles at Chelsea too, do you know what I mean? It's not like he's had a bad career.
No, done all right,
Yeah, he's a boss player. Hazard.
Stats make Salah look better because Salah was more of a goal scoring winger than Hazard was more like
he offers to
make stuff happen.
I think Salah literally, he just scores goals.
Well, a couple of our mates, Carpet's like safe for a while now. Salah's like not as good as the numbers.
Just a goal merchant.
Yeah, as the numbers make him look. He scores goals. Then it's fantastic.
Misses a lot of chances that. Too.
Does miss a lot of chances. Still a great player though. I hate somebody still.
No, he's a great player, don't get me wrong. Now he's got his 350 grand a week. He's not so great, though, is he? This is from Charlie Caulfield. Prime Coleman and Baines are the best fullback pairing a team's ever had.
Go on, Charlie.
That's got to be a bit tongue in cheek, that. I rate that.
I love them. I did love them, but the best fullback pairing a team's ever had, come in.
Jackie Elton and Lescott were the best centre half.
City signed the wrong one. No.
You know who it is. It's got to be Robertson and Alexander Arnold. I know I don't want to say it, but it is.
Albert and Danny Alves.
Maxwell and Danny Alves.
Marcelo and Carvajal.
See, I don't put them two together though.
Gary Naismith and Tony Hibbert. I'm all sat there fuming right now.
I'm trying to think of other ones. Everett and who's on the other side of United?
Raphael.
Valencia. Gary Neville, wouldn't he?
Valencia, Everett.
Remember the Raphael? Gary Neville and Everett. What was his brother called?
Fabio.
Da Silva.
Shit, that weren't he.
Trying to think of his
fullback parents.
Who was left back when Lam was at Bayern?
Oh, it was like Rafinha or something, you know?
Oh, is it? There seems to be quite a few where there's like a shit fullback and a great team, doesn't there?
Yeah. What if I'm trying to think of the great rails. Roberto Carlos, who was on the other side of him.
Think international, so Brazil. She had Cafu on one side with Roberto Carlos.
Z Roberto. Remember him?
Wasn't Roberto Carlos.
Zambrotta and Grosso. That was a good one for Italy. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'd say is... No, do you know him? Do you know, like, the last sort of 10 years, the whole role of a fullback has completely changed?
Yeah, yeah. It has.
So now you're seeing a lot more quality. Like,
you could argue Baines and Coleman were, like, the forefront of that change, because they was.
No, I get your point,
within English football, because they were, like the first fullback pin who were our main creative, like, threat.
Yeah.
And there was always one at the other end of the box, and Baines and Pienaar were unbelievable together. Like, it was some kind of magic connection, weren't it? Joy to watch. I think Baines is better than Coleman, and I think he's one of the most underrated players of the Premier League era.
He probably should have moved.
I see why he is underrated though, because fans of other clubs didn't see him.
Really get into the England squads
because of Ashley Cole. Because who was theirs? Ashley Cole and who? He had a few partners at Chelsea. He only winning leagues and stuff. They had Paulo Ferreira, and Mourinho was the starter.
Yeah.
He had
Carvalho
was playing at right back. He was centre half with Terry though, wasn't
he? So it was Bazinga.
Bazinga?
Jose Bazinga, man.
The maddest referee decision of all time, Bazinga. He literally Yoshi Benayoum's taking it in the corner for Liverpool. Just boots him. The referee gives the free kick Chelsea's way. Like, there's no sort of like logic behind it. It's mad.
So we've got made
up for it since.
So we've got to beat Alexander Arnold and Robertson. You can't defend though. You actually can't.
Do you know what? I'm going with Charlie there. Just cause.
Yeah.
No reason. Just cause.
Is a good one. This is from St. Joseph AFC 53. Who is the best right back of all time in the Prem? Technically, and it's not just about medals. We just mentioned them, lad. Like Bain said.
Right back set.
Right back.
Yeah, but I still play him at right back.
Tony Abbey. Phil Neville.
Right, yeah. Kyle Walker.
Technically.
Lad, he's unbelievable, Kyle Walker.
He's rapid and he's strong. That's what makes him very good. Technically, it's Alexander Arnold.
Trying to think of others, but yeah, it's him, isn't it?
I feel like that question's trying to make us say Alexander Arnold. Though. Is that a red?
No, it doesn't. It says SAFC, so I presume it's a Sunderland fan, actually.
Can't be asking for any Sunderland players, can he?
Here's one. This'll rush a few. The best own goal of all time.
Best own goal of all time?
No, Virginie,
lad.
Right. Kevin De Bruyne is better than Gerard Lampard and Scholes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
De Bruyne is a ball.
Different type of player, though.
De Bruyne is the best player in the world at the minute. I don't even think it's close.
That's a big name.
A better player than De Bruyne.
Haaland's doing all right, like, isn't he?
No, but, like, I think it's probably easier to score goals than there is to
make goals.
Do what De Bruyne does.
I think it'll be very interesting to see at the end of the season the stats between them two in terms of
modern football is all about stats now. Like, as a midfield player, you're a lot more than your numbers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look at Sergio Busquets. He was what made Barcelona tick, and he was the best at working in tight spaces.
Yeah.
There's no stats like most turns on the halfway line or most short passes, you know what I mean? No one looks at that kind of thing.
Yeah, Pep and Klopp, this is St. Joseph SAFC 53 again. Pep and Klopp rivalry better or worse than Wenger and Fergie? Nowhere near.
What I'd say is about
Klopp's only won one league. At least Wenger actually properly challenged.
No, what I'd say about Wenger and Ferguson, they both sort of had the dog in them, didn't they?
Remember Wenger got sent off for Old Trafford and is it 8-2 game and he kicks the bottle?
No.
Is that nobody stood there like that?
It was the year. It was 2009-10, and Arsenal got a goal disallowed last minute to equalise, and he got sent to the stands because of the protests. Like, I feel like that them two had that, like, they had the iconic tunnel thing between the two sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love all, like, do you know, football is nothing better than like just. Fucking honourableness.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, you know, Klopp and Guardiola, I think they have a lot of respect for each other, to be honest. And I want to see the pair of them, like, squaring up to each other. Like,
it was more than man games back then as well. It was great to see.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And you should throw Mourinho in there as well.
Do you know what, right? Yeah. Mourinho and Wenger's rivalry was probably better.
Fantastic, really.
Like the sheer hatred between them two.
Klopp and Guardiola, though, like, Wenger had won leagues during that time. Klopp's won one league. Guardiola's just dominated, so you can't really say.
I think Wenger came in from like somewhere in Asia, you know. Like
Japan.
It was Japan.
He managed Monaco
and
as well.
And he came in, and the thing with Wenger at the time was Ferguson hated him because he brought in a different brand of football.
Yeah.
Ferguson didn't like to adapt to and didn't want to play. And he brought in all these foreign players that, like, that wasn't really a thing back then, was it? Like, Vieira.
I think he brought in a lot of, like science as well to the game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. He was, like, completely different to any English football I'd seen. And I think that's what... It just made it better. It was two different brands of football. I know Klopp and Guardiola play different brands of football, but it was, like, extremities.
Like, I think the rivalry between Klopp and Guardiola Bosch on, like, a... On like a sense of quality and skill level.
Yeah.
But I don't really think there's much hatred between them.
It's not like as like, raw, is it?
That what I mean? I feel like it's more like I think they do really respect each other. Like, do you know what I mean? It is a good rivalry, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying
I think it was in an era where the players respected the managers a lot more.
Yeah.
Under.
But I think City's playing really respect Guardiola.
Oh, yeah, but like, there was the famous matches, Roy Keane and Vieira. They wanted to, like, fight them on
Martin
the pitch.
Martin Keown and Van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, like, it was... The proper just adds on the pitch, you know what I mean? It was like it was proper heart and fight on the pitch. But
you can't
now,
do that now, can you? You just can't.
No, it's just different game.
Players might want to do that.
Do you want to know what manager like proper buzz off at the minute? Yeah. That March at March is it?
Jesse March
at Leeds. He's fantastic, you know. Like, he's proper funny.
He's a bellend, though. What's all this about?
It's so funny. Like, I can't. Like, he's gonna clash with managers all the time, right? Yeah. And it's gonna be fantastic. I can't. Like,
who are they playing? He got sent off, didn't he? Who are they playing?
Brentford got sent off. Lads, I reckon he's gonna be funny. Me, you know. Like, you know, this season, the best moments of this season, I'm not having anyone tell me otherwise, was Tuchel. And Conte.
Yeah.
Like, that was
old school, weren't it?
His boss.
Messy, but boss, weren't
it? Have you seen that Jesse Marsh celebrating when Koulibaly got sent off?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Tuchel, what's your reckon on Potter?
Oh, I think them sacking Tuchel after letting him spend all that money is ridiculous.
A bit mad, isn't it?
Was it Todd or Ted Bowley?
Let him build a squad and then...
it would have made more sense. Like, do you know, say they just sacked them in the summer, it would have made more sense to do it then, wouldn't you? If that,
to be fair, you could say it's a reaction to the start they've had.
Todd Bowley, I think, isn't it?
Isn't he on Mario Kart?
That's Toad. Fucking Todd.
What?
But anyway, you would have thought if he wanted to bring in his own ideas and that, he would have just got rid of him in the summer. Why wait? And as you just said, like, he's backed him to the hill there. Like, Aubameyang, I don't think many other managers would have went, I want him at Chelsea.
No.
Like, he was sort of Tuchel's man.
Well, he came in to play under Tuchel, because he played under Dortmund.
They've signed shitloads of centre-halves to fit Tuchel's system.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be interesting to see. Be interesting to see how Potter gets on.
See, I think it's silly from Potter, as, like, from a personal aspect, for him to go there, because even if he wins a title, if he has a run of 5 losses the season after, he's going to get the axe.
I think the money's talking a bit there for him.
Which?
He must be on a lot bigger wages. You reckon the money's like talking?
I feel like it's a step up, and once you've made that step up, you don't really go down again. Yeah. So even if he does get sacked at Chelsea, another big team will come in for him.
I was about to say, getting sacked by Chelsea doesn't really look like on managers' CVs.
Yeah.
But managers, like Ancelotti got sacked by Chelsea, who else did? Mourinho. Like,
twice, weren't it?
Yeah,
twice. Do you know what I mean? Like, managers who get sacked by them.
That was in the Abramovich era, though.
I think this fella's going to be the same.
Do you know? It's the culture of the club, innit? It's
But it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. Do you know what I mean? But in terms of, like, Potter, like, let's look at it from a human point of view. The jobs he's been at, like, Brighton, Swansea, like, I can't imagine him to been on, like, he will have been on shitloads of money, right? But this money he's getting at Chelsea,
apparently it's $6 million a year, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, even the compensation package, if he gets sacked, that's sorting his family out for like generations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I do try and sort of take that step back and look, if he can sort them out for years.
Chelsea are a massive club.
Yeah.
Successful.
Yeah. I couldn't 100%, if I was a Brighton fan, I would be gutted.
Oh, yeah, because they made a great start. Are they in top four as we speak?
They've had a good start.
Being nice at Old Trafford, didn't he?
Yeah,
they've strung a good few results together. So,
like, they'd be wounded, but at the same time, Potter there, you look on at Chelsea, as you've just said, then the massive club, and he's got a good squad of players there to work with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But what I'd say is, let's say Chelsea look like they're playing good football, decent brands and that. Decent brand of football under Potter, but they don't get results. I don't think Chelsea have the patience an Arsenal have had with Arteta. Like, I think if Chelsea finish about, let's say they finish 6th this season, I think he's gone. I can't see him having the patience. So, it's a big risk, but it's a risk which could pay off.
He was never bad for Chelsea. I think he's got like a 60% win record.
Yeah.
And that's a really solid win record to have, do you know what I mean?
Well, last season he got them top 4 and he played in 2 finals.
Won the Champions League as well.
Before, but he played in 2 finals last year. Both he lost on pens, but that's close, do you know what I mean?
I don't know how he's competing against him.
Do you think it's more the brand of football he plays? Because it could be called quite negative.
Would you like that at, like, sort of, like, at Everton. Like, you know,
you've got to have a Lakers. Remember, we had Allardyce.
Yeah, no, we actually finished eighth.
He was getting one of our highest finish. But it was like painful to watch.
No, but what I mean, what I was sort of trying to say, to Anthony, explain my question. Like, do you know the way they're bored? They're just winners, aren't they? Like soon as they like,
it's not the same.
No, board. But no. But I mean, this Todd fella, right? Even him, right?
I think his name's Ted.
No, it's not, is it?
No, but even him, right? No, hear me out on what I'm saying. It's a good point. This, right? Soon as. Like, do you know the way we're saying it'll be good? It's good.
Todd.
Yeah. It's good that they got top four last season and they got to two finals, right?
Yeah.
They want to be winning the league. They want to be winning the Champions League. They're not asked about, like, they're not asked about an FA Cup, League Cup. They want leagues. They want Champions League. Like, because they've got that much ambition. They're just like, they fucking want it all.
But like you said, you've got to consider who they're competing against at the minute.
But I don't think they do. I think they just think we want it all.
But these are like, he's a billionaire. Yeah, he's a businessman. He must know you've got to build something to be successful. It's like if you look at all the great football teams, do you have that manager there at the top of it?
Mm.
It's not just like, oh, we'll have one manager, we'll have a different manager. It doesn't work. Like,
that's
like,
modern football these days, isn't it? It's like,
but even Klopp and Guardiola, they've been there for years now, at least 5, 6, 7 years maybe.
Yeah.
The only thing I can see to justify Chelsea's decision is top four's there for the sake of this season.
Yeah.
Because United aren't very consistent. Arsenal look good, yeah, but they've played poor sides.
Yeah.
And Liverpool aren't looking great either. So maybe the thinking, we get someone in now, who's going to make sure we get top four this season, because Chelsea aren't looking like they're going to get top four either.
No.
So maybe that's the thinking behind, like, getting in now rather than later. But I still don't think you deserve to go, to be honest.
To be fair, though, I've seen a lot of Chelsea fans tweeting they thought he'd lost the dressing room, and it's not often the manager turns around the dressing room, is it? When the dressing room's gone, gone, isn't it?
He seems like a bit of a intense guy, didn't he, though?
Yeah, he's a bit, like,
bit of a weirdo.
All the best managers are weirdos, though, aren't they?
Ah, but he seems like an extra weirdo. Like, he seems strange to me, like.
Yeah, like, he,
do you know what I mean?
He didn't seem like if you look at Klopp, he's very like affectionate with the players, and he Guardiola like pulls the players aside and he's like, yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's one of them. If his kid got 9 out of 10 spellings right, he'd be fuming that he never got 10.
Yeah,
I personally think he's more natural than Guardiola than Klopp. I'm convinced they both play up for the cameras.
Klopp definitely plays up to the cameras.
So Guardiola, the pair of them do. You might like the football. Like, do you know, was it Community Shields when Alvarez scored against them? And the VAR's checking it, and Guardiola knows the camera's going to be on the player, so he brings the player over, he's like, oh, like this, isn't he? In his face and that. Do you know the cameras are on?
And why would he want to, though?
Do you know it builds the reputation and makes him like, look like.
But what builds his reputation is how successful of a manager he's been.
But they've all got huge egos, lads. Everyone in the game at that level's got a huge ego, and they're just filling it. You know about that.
I've been waiting for that. So yeah, we'll see if we've got any more before we finish up. Will City overtake United as the best team from Manchester? Like, but I think it means most successful.
How many league titles away are they?
They must be at least like
10 more.
It depends how long you give them to do it, because I think if they carry on this way, it's inevitable.
Yeah, maybe in 15 years they probably. It's different, isn't it, though? Because United never bought it.
Going to have to win Champions League too. How many of United won?
Three.
You can't say United never bought it. United did spend money.
99 and 67, I think.
Knowledge.
You can't say United didn't buy the league. Just because they had the money coming in because they were big, they still spent the money.
Yeah, but like, it's like if Newcastle win the league in the next 10 years or something. It's a bit artificial, isn't it?
What does money get you in the whole
The only real team who didn't buy the league.
Do you know what I mean? What's success to most people? Money. What gets you success? Money. Do you know what I mean? Like, for anyone to be successful in the Premier League, they're going to have to spend shitloads of money.
United blooded and produced them young players. That's what I'm saying. City aren't.
True, but
Foden, yeah, but. What, do you know what I mean?
That's the modern game, lads. No one really breaks into
they'll never
the
be as big as a club as Man United. City.
It's the modern
can't
age.
Can't say never, lads, because, you know what I mean, 50 years time. Could be
it is mad to
think
of what the landscape will look like in 50 years, won't it?
Well, it could be, well, it could depend on that. Could be no landscape. we could all be portraits.
On that note, have we got anything else?
Yeah, random Premier League baller of the day.
this knobhead over here, Rob, man.
Oh, someone just sent one in there. We're going to have to do this one.
Just now?
Yeah, this is going to be the last one. I'll save it. We'll do these first.
Go on. Oh, random Premier League football. Well, I was going to say, I feel like, I'm going to have to go for Kevin Davies. I'm going to have to go for now.
Oh, are we going for some Brexiteers, are we?
Yeah, come on, that's the thing.
Ryan Shawcross.
Bradley O.
Bradley, his podcast.
Scouting him.
Yeah, his podcast with Under the Cosh was fantastic.
They're always good, lads. Under the Cosh, yeah. Underrated Premier League goal of all time.
Underrated.
I haven't thought about this one this week.
I might get a second name wrong, yeah. But Mario Stanic. I think that's his second name. On his debut for Chelsea against West Ham. Right, you'll be able to find
I'm on to it, lads.
He's like, you want to win Coleman, juggle the ball against Arsenal about halfway down the pitch.
Yeah.
Get on the halfway line, it's just juggling it, lads. And it's one of the best values you'll ever see from 35, 40 yards out. It's not across the keeper. It goes that way and just caves in the near top bin, lads. And it's 2-2 at that stage in the game, and it ends 4-2. He scores both of them. He's only scored 7 goals for them, 2 of them came on his debut. It's honestly, I don't know why it's not showing anywhere. It's unbelievable.
I'm just going to that's a good one. I'm just going to explain this one for TikTok. Right, it's Norwich. And that Tete just goes, fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lad.
No, it's against him. Sunderland, I think. It was the same day we scored from the halfway line. That's on to it. Fuck off. It's a proper one of them, though, lad. He just whacks it, lad.
I probably don't know where you know.
You're stuck, are you? Phone a friend on that.
Oh, I honestly can't think.
I've got
one.
Ah, there we go.
Sofian Boufal. Oh. So Southampton. I think it's getting West Ham.
I think it's West Brom. Whatever. It just keeps going and going.
I am on to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to say one more just for all the comments we keep getting about it. This one's for the people. El Manzavers, Wolves for Bolton. We've had about 1 million comments.
Silky, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little spin.
Best
passes it in.
Beckham's ever done.
Honestly, right, we've had so many comments
most
for that one.
Goal of all time, not Beckham one, by the way. Doesn't mean it, lads.
What's the most, this one's going to spark beating off into it, lads. What's the most overrated save of all time? Say it, lads.
David Seaman in the FA Cup final. It's a waste, missed on a good save.
it wasn't the final.
My semi-final.
Who's it against?
Sheffield United.
This man spoke about this on Boxing.
Christmas Eve.
For like an hour straight. And I'm not even messing. What? I've never seen him get so passionate over something in my life.
Right, wasn't as good as Howard's against Southampton, was it?
Oh, don't get me started on that one. It's a bad position from the keeper.
Great that, you know. Right. what we'll finish up with. Best Prem 11 of all time.
Oh, that's like an episode.
We're going to have to just go with it. What formation are we going with, Chris?
4-3-3.
In goal. Pickford. No. In goal.
Schmeichel.
I'm trying to think of a goal.
Petr Cech was good.
I'll have Cech.
No, do you know what? We'll go Schmeichel.
Well, I'm going for Cech for that.
We're not doing 3-7 one time.
No, we're not doing a gig.
Gigs are going in my team.
Check on me, the cup keeper. All right. Right back. Kyle Walker.
Gary Neville. Gary Neville.
Okay. Probably would have said, I'm not even going to say who I think it should be.
Trent.
Can't bring myself to say it.
Him?
Yeah.
Do you?
To be fair, that's a good argument.
We're going to be leaking goals.
He's good going forward, isn't he?
Right. Two centre-halves. John Terry. And, go on, John, I'll go number one. John Terry, first one.
If I was to pick up, I'd go Richard Van Dijk.
Van Dijk?
Yeah. Just because of how he changed that Liverpool team when he came in.
Yeah.
Him and Alisson.
I'll let you two fight this one off.
I'll go Defo John Terry.
Why are we Defo doing John Terry?
John Terry's a winner, lad. John Terry's
I feel a team that morally also shags people at other teammates' wives. Another one, Ferdinand's in there.
Wait, your wife, you know, that's voice.
We're not having Ferdinand in there.
Listeners, Google that yourselves, why haven't I let him in?
You decide between Vidic and Terry, like, because he's on, coming back down.
Vidic. Not having Terry in.
What have you played against Torres, though?
to be fair, he got ripped by Torres, didn't he?
Right, okay. Well, all right, then Vidic and Van Dijk's not better than John Terry.
I think he is, me.
I'd go Van Dijk myself. That's we can't just not have cop outs in there.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm actually not doing that.
Where does he have Liverpool? Right,
left back. Left back. Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
All day. Yeah, easy. All day.
We have him 3 centimetres. Three centimetres.
Lampard.
Yeah.
Vieira.
David Silva.
David Silva's a cracking shout.
What
De Bruyne
there, like?
Oh yeah, De Bruyne is better than
David
Silva.
Yeah.
De Bruyne, Lampard, and Yaya Toure. That's the three.
No, Vieira was better than Lampard.
Do you know what?
Different
like,
player.
I'm just going for sheer leaders, mate. just have Roy Keane and Vieira in there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, the referee is having
a
laugh.
Yeah, amongst each other.
Be fighting.
In that three, I think you've got to go. De Bruyne's got to be in there.
I'd agree.
That's recency bias there, though. Seen it now.
No, I agree.
Okay, De Bruyne. Do you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to have to take Lampard off there, you know.
Yeah.
De Bruyne. Yaya Toure.
I'd go De Bruyne, Vieira, Yaya Toure.
No one had picked that, I don't think. I reckon. And then we're going for three attackers.
Mm. Are we doing it for what he'd done in the Prem? Or who they want
to do? No, we do what he'd do in the Prem.
Okay.
On that basis, haven't you got to have Alan Shearer, striker, because he scored 260 Premier League goals.
That's a good point. No, would you put Rooney in over Shearer, though?
I think he offers more. I can't say I really watch Alan Shearer.
Fans watching, I'm just going to put Shearer in because he slated the old episodes. Our asses.
I think they're an even bigger club now.
That's the trophy cover if he's going to put Shearer in our 11.
Bring back Mike Ashley, I say.
Okay, you got. I think Henry's gonna make it.
Ooh, yeah.
On the
Thierry.
Left. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, Henry.
Shearer's probably good.
Do you agree on Henry?
No, yeah, bother that.
Got a bit. Yeah, yeah.
As I say with
bit
all
of character
the,
about
as
him.
I say with all these.
God, I'm talking.
Do you know most of these 11 you see? There's no right or wrong answers really. Do you know what I mean?
I don't need a bit of fun, you know.
Lad, I'm just, I can't be asked.
Whoever's asked this question is going to cause a break up for you.
No, lad, just can't be asked. Getting tethered, lad.
You can't even look me in
John Parrott's son doesn't have a fucking clue.
John Parrott's lad. He's that's the best shout I've ever heard, by the way.
Someone commented on YouTube again. John Parrott's lad's got a new career. Oh, good to see John Parrott's lad getting on well. Let me know if I look like John Parrott.
He does look like John
Little.
Go on. If anyone doesn't know John Parrott, just have a look.
Go on, so we got...
Back to Henry.
Henry.
Yeah.
Gotta be in there.
Mm.
Shearer or Rooney?
Andy Cole.
Shut up.
What do you mean, Andy Cole?
It's record.
Over Shearer and Rooney.
I think he scored more goals than Rooney. Oh, he might not have. But... Oh, not right.
Aguero and Suarez. Would you say Suarez is the best player than Wayne Rooney?
Very similar players. I think Rooney had a bit more of that, like, dog in him. Oh, I don't know, actually, Suarez was horrible.
How many times?
No, someone's played a thinking game about that statement. They're fucking gone. They're on the way to the fucking women's. Oh, as we speak.
I have a shot every time it's been said on this podcast. The dog in him.
Every time Luke says, that's mad, that.
As you say that, lad, don't worry.
Mad, that, lad.
I hate when I was asked that question. I'll be up all fucking night. Henry's in there, right? Thierry Henry's
like,
in there.
Can we just say like a Luar or something?
Big Kazenga.
Benjamin.
Oh, Sam Wingy.
Right.
call it a day, lad.
No. Henry, let's go with Suarez.
I'm back now. I'm going on Shearer.
What?
I'm going on Shearer.
Shearer. On the right.
Anyone but Salah.
Ronaldo.
Got Ronaldo played in the Premier League.
Mm.
If we're talking just... Yeah, he was good that season. I'm trying to say if we're talking just Premier League, but... Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go...
Heung-min Son? Is he in there with a shout?
You been serious?
Mm.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, lad, I don't know about that, you know. You definitely just said that for a bit of a controversy there.
Controversy, I'll be putting Theo Walcott in there, lad.
Right, scored 100 right Premier League goals.
Why do you know that?
Well, it's just, I know he's in the Premier League 100 club.
It's going to be Ronaldo, you know.
Mm.
Ronaldo. Okay. Mm. Right, and on that note.
Right, remember to like and subscribe. 5-star reviews on Spotify. Really help the algorithm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for watching.
Bit of a mad one. Thanks for everyone that asked the questions too.
Yeah, thanks a lot.